Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna
complicate. Hello everyone, and welcome to an all new episode of Social Blend. I am here today with Gracie once again. Hey, Gracie.
Hi.
And we do have something special to announce with everybody. We would like to announce together that Gracie is going to be the co-host for Social Woo-hoo. Blend Podcast.
All right. I'm the co-host now. Get ready to listen to me because I don't shut the fuck up.
And it's funny because, like, I've always wanted a co-host and someone that, like, I had good chemistry with. So, yeah. Honestly, it would be no one else other than you because I would have already had someone at this point. I feel like our chemistry, we link together.
Yeah, definitely.
And because we've known each other for so long.
So long. When did we meet? 2011?
11, yeah.
So, like, 12 years. All right, Michael, you literally can't be. Ow. Sorry, my cat
Michael's her cat
in the way.
So congratulations and thank you so much for doing this with me.
I'm so excited.
So let's get right into it today. First of all, you aren't feeling it because you're all the way. Can I say where you are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're in Jersey City and I'm Jersey more central. City. I'm central Jersey. So
yeah.
We have that smoke again from like 2 weeks ago in Canada. It's like back. It's not as bad as it was, but it's still, it smells. The outside is a little smoky. I'm tired of this, which is why I have my high noons with me today.
Emotional support high noons.
Right. Yeah.
Like they said we were supposed to get it over here, but I really haven't seen anything. Like, but I work in the Bronx and like outside of my window at work, it was like orange. Like it was so bad.
Originally, like, foggy, when it first happened. And,
yeah, when it first happened, like hard to breathe. I got like nauseated from the smoke inhalation. Like it was really, 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 really bad. But like it has not been anything like that. So I feel like I can't even tell at this point if it even is happening. So
Yeah. I just smell it. Other than that, the smoke isn't bad and it's not like how it was the first time because that was horrible.
Oh my God, so bad.
So, yeah. So let's cheers before we talk more about everything. Cheers.
Cheers.
You have the most incredible cup of all time. Let's please talk about the cup.
Okay, let's talk about the cup. So my boyfriend Neil turned 29 years old on Monday. Woo! 29. And for his 29th birthday, he wanted to go to the Rainforest Cafe. He's never been, so we took him there, and we were waiting for two other people to join us. So they know they have a little gift shop there because it's pretty much like a tourist trap, but it's so fun.
Right.
And they had these cups and I was like, oh my God, that is an amazing cup. It's so cute. And I was expecting it to be like $25. This bitch is $10. You can barely see.
It's
$10 for this little guy.
That's worth it. Yeah.
And I was like, he's amazing. I'm buying one. So I did buy him and I am drinking a like tequila Aperol limeade spicy concoction in this cup.
I love
and
that.
And it's delicious because I can't have a margarita if it's not spicy.
Right. I love that. So I had my spicy phase, but I know that lately I just don't want any spicy drinks, but the sound of it sounds incredible. But this summer, I feel like lemon drops are going to be my go-to. I just have
you
a feeling.
So?
Yes. I'm loving lemon.
Yeah. Lemon is really good. I've been liking lemon a lot more this year too, but like, I feel like for me, my go-tos are always Aperol spritz and always like anything with tequila or mezcal.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of perfect because it combines all my fave things in one. Yes. And it's really fucking cute.
Yeah, it's so cute.
His name is Freddy the Frog.
I love it. I love it. And for $10, you can't go wrong. I would have bought it.
I'm going to go back and get seven of them. Yeah.
In case they like no longer are being, you know.
Made. Oh my God. The day this dies, I'll die. I die.
Yeah. Yeah.
We go down together.
Okay, so let's also talk about the fact that I was on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh my God.
It was, I had to keep this a secret. So I think I could say it now. Imagine I talk and now I get like sued by Bravo. I had to sign an NDA. Yeah.
No way. No, you didn't.
On the floor. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so God. I can't speak about it, talk about it, like discuss it until it aired.
When does it air? Or when did it air?
No, it aired. So it aired on Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so yes. You're fine, I guess. Yeah, you're probably fine.
I'm fine, and I've done it before.
So you met with Andy first.
Right.
Okay.
Very nice. Everyone's very nice. Okay. Drew, who's on Atlanta, was very nice. And Preston, who's on Summer House Martha's Vineyard, is very nice. Yeah.
And those are the people who are on.
Those are the people who were on. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna have to cut that part out.
That's okay.
But that's fine. Yeah. So yeah. It was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it a lot. And they asked me if I could be on it, which was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, because I was on it already before, and I guess they kept my information.
Okay.
So yeah. So it was a lot of fun.
And I know, yeah, you've been popping around to like some Bravo like watch events and stuff too. So like there, you know, you're probably like in there. And you went to BravoCon last year or whatever.
Yeah,
like you
I was are, at Bravo. Yes.
Yeah, you are like in their network. So they like know you. Yeah. Yes. You're like a trusted fan.
Right. Yeah. Next is to be on one of the shows, of course, but that takes time and patience.
So I was actually thinking about this. I went to the bathroom right before we started.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, they should make a Bravo show about me and George.
I would love that. I would love that. No, because I've always wanted to do a show like The Simple Life.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm a mess. Give me a hammer. And like, I don't
know.
What
am I going to do?
Yeah. What am I going to do? Like, where's the help? Where's my help? So yeah, I just feel like anything like that is my realm. And
yes.
Like, I know. I was just like, so they used to have a show called The People's Couch. Did you ever watch that?
No, I've never even heard of that.
So good. You would love it. And we would be so good on it if they brought it back. It's just like friends watching shows together. And it's like they would watch shows and like react to it. And that was the show.
Isn't that like what Brittany and Jax are doing?
Similar, yes, yeah, yeah. So it was like that, but they have multiple people. So there was probably like five groups, and they would like watch the same shows, and then each would react so different, and it would be hilarious. Cool. It was so funny. I loved it. I don't know why they got rid of it. It was so good, but yeah. So that would be a great show, and we would do so good with that, especially our like facial, our reactions to anything. No. What?
We're practicing. You couldn't hear us talking because we were practicing our faces. I was gonna say, my manager when I worked at Michael's Arts and Crafts told me like one day we closed the store, we're like finishing up the last 30 minutes cleaning up whatever, and I was like being ridiculous, and he was like, Gracie, you need to be on a reality TV show. And then a few days later, same thing. He goes, Gracie, you need two reality TV shows because one would not be enough.
Yeah. I think we're the kind that we would go on a reality show, completely destroy every friendship we had on that show,
oh my God.
And then ask what's everyone's issue.
James and Lala type shit.
Yes. Yeah.
early James and Lala.
Yes.
Type shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've grown up a little bit, but they have
grown. That is so funny. Oh my gosh.
Love that for us.
But yeah. So at the end, it was a great experience as always. Bravo has always been so good to me. And and it's great. I couldn't ask for a better network. Like, and I love the shows. So it's like, it's a win-win. I love it.
And it's in the NBC realm. And, you know, we love NBC.
We love NBC. We love NBC. Do you have Peacock or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's how I've been watching Vanderpump.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Have you seen the show based on a true story?
Oh my God. So we started watching it and it was like good. But then we got to the scene where they go to like the true crime con or whatever that is.
Yes.
And it was so gory. I had to turn it off. I was like, I can't. I can't with this shit, Neil. Like, turn this shit off.
Yeah. So that part was wild. But other than that, it's pretty, it's not that bad. Only that you're talking about the bathroom scene, right?
No. No, I'm talking about the scene where the girl jumps from like the fucking thing and like impales on the.
Yes.
And then later on the dance floor, it's like a fantasy scene. Like, it's not real, but he's like slashing everybody.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. The bathroom
scene. I fucking can't.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, no, so that was on the dance floor though. I thought.
Right.
No?
Yes. No, okay. It was the dance floor. So other than that, everything else was pretty much not horrible.
It was more tame. Okay.
It was tamed. Yeah. That was wild.
Go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I really, really like Chris Messina and I really, really like Kaylee Cuoco who played the couple.
Yes.
I really, really am a big fan of them. So like, I would like to continue because like Chris Messina is putting his whole, I don't even know. I was going to make a crude joke, but I can't even think of one. I'm a little brain dead. He's Same. Putting his whole ass, I guess. We'll say that. Into that
Oh, okay.
He's crushing it. He's very funny in it. He's good.
Yeah. Now, wait, which one is that? Is that the husband?
He's the husband.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I really like him a lot.
He's
been in a lot of things I like, so I'm a big fan of his. So, Mindy Project, Newsroom.
Yes!
Celeste and Jesse Forever. My favorite movie of all time, Celeste and Jesse Forever. Deep cut.
Okay. I love Newsroom. That was incredible.
Love Newsroom.
Mindy Project, of course. That's where he's from. I was like trying to figure out where I knew him from.
Yes.
That's incredible. Okay. I love him.
He's great.
Yeah. We will have an episode where we are going to discuss shows we currently are obsessed with.
Amazing. Yes. I can't wait for that one.
We are going to talk about more shows also today.
Today.
Yes, but I have a question for you.
Yes.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%. 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today.
Do you enjoy true crime?
No. So, okay. No. I prefer to read about it rather than like watching a show about it.
Okay.
Because the show makes me uncomfortable. It's too gory and creepy for me, but I will read a Wikipedia page about a serial killer, no problem.
Okay. All right. So I love a good true crime, and so does my mom. But psychologists, like true crime shows. But psychologists are warning that it's a major red flag if you relax by enjoying true crime shows.
I believe it.
No. And I believe it too. No, I'm like, wait, they do have a point. Because why am I like relaxed while watching this true crime story? But I do get anxious at times. So maybe it's not a big red flag for me, because maybe I do feel like, oh my God, is he coming for me like tonight when I go to sleep?
So, that's my thing. That's why I can't watch it. It makes me too scared.
Yeah, I will get that way when it's time for bed. When I'm watching it, no problem. But the second I'm like, time to go to sleep, I will start shaking. And I'll be like, what is going on? Like, is it going to happen to me? Like, I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, I feel you on that. Like, it's, I can't.
Yeah. My mom, on the other hand, I don't know what her issue is, because she will go to sleep. She will go right to sleep. No worries.
I mean, it's fine. We love that for Felicia.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking because she's had kids. I think she's seen the worst.
She has 4 kids. She's seen the worst. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk about Succession. So,
all right.
Here's the thing. I did not finish the last season yet.
And don't.
But this is a spoiler, because I got spoiled too, but this is a spoiler for anyone that has not watched it yet. I do know that the father's dead.
Oh yeah, that happened a couple episodes into the last
season. Yes.
So it wasn't like the last episode. So yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And it was all over Twitter, to the point where like when we were watching it, I had to like mute the word Succession, Roy, like all that shit, because I didn't want any spoilers.
Right.
But I'm going to be honest, and this is a really unpopular opinion, and please do not come for me.
Right.
I thought that show was not as good as people are making it out to be.
Okay.
I really did. I thought that the finale was very underwhelming. I thought that it was very repetitive. Like the same season, like every season, the same major plot line was happening. Trying to make a deal. Kids try and take over. Everyone fails. No deals are ever made.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I thought the acting performances were very, very good. And they deserve Emmys. I do not think the show deserves an Emmy for writing, directing, or for best television show at the Emmys.
Okay.
But the acting was very good. I know it's unpopular. People are going to come for me for that. But I just had to say it.
It's fine. This is a safe space.
Good. Good.
Good. No, so I did enjoy the show. I loved the acting. I loved it. It was really incredible. But I will agree with you that every season is like the kids are trying to throw the dad.
Yeah.
The dad gets them back. Everyone's fighting. Nothing happens at the end.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Now, you did not enjoy this final season?
Like, what can I say? It felt like a repeat. And then the finale, I just felt like, was just like, I wanted more. I wanted more.
Right.
And I know you haven't finished yet, so I won't tell you what happens, but it was underwhelming for me.
Okay. And you're not the only one. Other people have been saying the same thing. Yeah. Okay. People are saying it wasn't incredible. A finale supposed to be like closure, and people did not feel closure at all. I have to finish it. I found out about the dad passing because my dad was watching it, and I walked into the house, and all of a sudden they're like, dad's dead, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like,
I know.
I mean, he's almost died every season, so it's like whatever.
I thought he was dead already in the first season at first. Oh, and I was okay. Like, well, he's not.
Yeah, like he's not dead. He's alive. No, he's, oh yeah, that's right. He had the heart attack.
Like, yeah, the first episode was like him like having a stroke or whatever. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I remember that now. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. I'll watch it, of course, because I did like it. But
yeah.
Yeah. I do agree with you. Like, it was very repetitive. So
yeah. No, yeah. Definitely finish it, especially if you've already gotten this far. Like, it's worth it.
Right.
But I don't think it's as good as everybody makes it out to be. Okay. It is good, but it's not like that good. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
There were okay. definitely a lot of other shows that were way better that,
yes,
yeah. you know, have gone without this much recognition. But yeah, it is what it is.
All right. And then I do want to talk about, of course, Ryan Seacrest owning like all of television. This man is now going to be hosting Wheel of Fortune. How are we feeling?
I don't like him. Stupid white bitch. Too many teeth.
Yeah. Okay, so growing up, I couldn't stand him because, like, I
American
wanted...
American Idol, right?
I wanted his job, maybe. But
a little
but
jealousy.
Now, right, right. Like, a little jealousy. But I'm like, no, I hate him. Like, it's fine. I hate him. But yeah. now... But as I grow up, I'm like, all right, I'm fine with him.
Never.
But it's almost like relax. You don't have to do every single hosting gig in Hollywood. He's worth like $350 million. You can relax a little bit.
Aren't you like, tired, my guy? Like, aren't you tired, oh my, bro?
I would be exhausted. I would be exhausted. Like, I would have to take a Xanax to go to sleep and an energy drink to wake up. Like
Adderall to wake up.
Yes. I would need uppers and downers every fucking day.
Yes.
Oh my
God. And that's probably what he does.
That's probably what he does. Yeah. Oh my God.
So my question now is, did he leave Live with Ryan and Kelly to do this? And this is why. But you know what? I kind of like... If that's why, I do kind of like that it's Kelly and her husband now.
Yeah.
I love them. They're perfect.
Right. So, but I do have some, this is all alleged, but allegedly it's only for a little bit. This isn't going to, he's not going to be the main person. They're just okay. doing this for right now until they find somebody. This is what I heard, all alleged, okay. of course,
okay.
until something happens, but. We'll see what happens. But I feel like as husband and wife, that's like an ideal hosting gig because you both know each other. You both see each other all the time. You would have stuff to talk about all the time.
You have the same working hours as each other.
Exactly. You're
but
right.
I mean, then it brings up the arguments like, are we spending too much time together?
Right, right. Is it like too much? Yeah.
Right. I mean, yes. they've been together for like years and years and years and years and years.
Yeah. So like, I think it's been like 28 years.
Yeah, they're really strong. They've been together longer than I've been alive.
Right. Same. So, yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, for Ryan, I do feel like he probably left that gig to get this one because unfortunately money talks. And if they weren't giving him as much... He's probably like, bye, I don't need this.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Even though he does not need any of this new money that's coming to him, but
no,
it is what it is. All right.
No.
Next, we have Vanderpump Rules. They are filming season 11.
Thank fucking God.
I know. And they started, so today's Thursday. We're filming this on Thursday. They started filming today.
Okay.
Here's the kicker. Raquel has not signed to come back on yet. Doesn't mean she's not, but I don't know. Like, usually you would know by now. You're like, bye.
Good fucking riddance, bitch. Hate you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but Sandoval is back, of course. He's not going to let that go. Like, he's going to be like, absolutely, I'm coming back.
Oh, my God. I can't. Like, so, like, I just got to... I have barely been watching since the last time we recorded last week because I've just been having, you know, Friday I was at work all day. Then I went to work happy hour. Didn't go home till like 3 a.m.
Damn. Yeah.
You've been
busy.
Yeah. Saturday went to a party. Sunday we went to something for Neil's birthday. Monday I went to work, then something for Neil's birthday. Tuesday went to work. Last day of school, did something with like my friend from high school that I hadn't seen, who I hadn't seen in a really long time. So I have not really watched anything since the last time we talked.
Damn. But
I'm very excited to get to seasons 9 and 10 and see what has been going on and see how this is going to all play out in season 11. Like, I'm hoping that by the time I finish season 10, season 11 is going to air within a month or two. Because what am I going to do? Just start back from the beginning? Yeah, that's probably right. What. I can't. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so I'm going to say probably March, like early March.
Ah, okay, I can't make it to March. I'm going to have to finish before that. But I could probably finish it again. So
Yeah, that's when it'll probably air. But yeah, so I'm excited to see what happens next. Yeah. And we will keep everyone updated if we have any information. But right now, I mean, all I know is that today, Katie and Ariana were filming together. And that's it. That's all I know.
How do we know? Dumois?
No, it's another Instagram account. I forgot their names, but there's photos of them filming
together. All right, send it to me. I need to see.
I'll send it to you.
Because, you know, I've got Dumois. I'm a Dumois subscriber.
Yes. Yeah, Dumois.
I've got Backgrid.
Yes.
But obviously, you guys, sorry, I cannot talk about anything I see on the Dumois subscriber page with you, or else I will be kicked off and blocked and not be able to access Dumois.
What? No, so that's fine. Ask. No, I won't ask. I get it. That's like the, oh my God, what are those?
Like an Instagram subscription?
Yes.
It was like, $3 a month. And you know what? I need the extra tea. It's like, I live for it. So
is it juicy? At least like,
I would say it's worth it. It is.
Okay. It is worth it. So
there are subscriber exclusives.
Okay. So there's stuff that we don't get.
As a regular Dumois follower, yes.
Wow. Okay. I might have to join also.
You might have to. And it's like really cheap. It's $3 a month. Yeah, like $3.
That's whatever to me. Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah, so there it's definitely worth it. Subscriber exclusives, some good stuff. And then there's like, she'll do like, if you are a subscriber and you miss stuff, she'll do like a highlight at the end of the week of like key things that she's put on there. So you don't have to worry about missing out. Yeah.
Wow.
And then she also is going to be posting all of the subscriber stuff in her highlights for subscribers, like that you can only access if you're a subscriber.
Yeah.
And so let's say you subscribe today. In the highlights, you can go back and see stuff from like a month ago.
Oh, okay,
before you
cool.
subscribe. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
So it's really cool. I'm sorry, Michael. I just kicked my cat because he got under my leg and I didn't see him.
And then last thing I want to talk about. Oh, wait, before I say that, starting today, Friday, June 30th until July 5th, Goalie Gummies has 30% off everything. Every single thing in their stock with my promo code GSTILWELL at checkout. And if you do a subscription with them, it's 45% off. So I just want to throw that out there to everybody. And I will also put that in the link below.
It's a good deal.
It's incredible. I'm going to buy some because I'm obsessed. But last thing I want to talk about is what Bravo show you should watch next.
Okay. So this is a hot topic for us because I need to watch something else. We have more to talk about.
Yes.
I don't know. So what are my, what's like your top five?
Okay. So
obviously we know Vanderpump is in there because it's just the best one on.
Yes. Yeah. Right now. Okay. So for me, it's going to be Housewives of Miami is number one.
Okay.
Housewives of New Jersey is two.
Okay.
The Real Housewives of Potomac is three, and that's Potomac, Maryland.
Okay.
This is so hard. Number four, I'm going to say Housewives of Beverly Hills, because it's always juicy. And that's where Lisa Vanderpump used to.
Yeah.
And then I would say five, Vanderpump.
Okay.
Yeah. So that, and that says a lot.
I will say that I've been hearing some good things about Summer House.
Yes. Okay. So I do like Summer. I love Summer House. I would love to be on Summer House.
That's yes. I was thinking maybe that one. I know this is probably like an unpopular one. I guess. I don't even know if it's still on. But Neil and I were browsing Peacock the other night. and just like watching trailers for like the shows. And we watched the trailer for Real Housewives of Orange County, and it was fucking hilarious. Yes. Like, they were, all of the clips were them arguing in like the weirdest places imaginable. Like, they, two of them were having an argument in a tractor. Like, how did you get there?
Yes.
How did you get there, bitch? What the hell? So I don't know.
Yes. Okay. So, Orange County is also really good. There's okay. just a lot. There's like 17 seasons.
Cause that was the first one, right?
That was the first one.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do Summer House since it's shorter. I know there's not as many seasons.
Yeah. Summer House is really good. I love Summer House. Right. And now they have Summer House Martha Vineyard.
And they have Winter House also, right?
And they have Winter House. Yeah. Which the people from Summer House go on.
Okay.
So, yeah, you could start Summer House or you could start Miami because Miami's only 5 seasons.
Okay.
So that one, season one is very boring. I'll let you know that right now. But season 2, 3, 4, and 5 are incredible. You will be like, this is one of the best shows ever.
Okay. What are your thoughts about Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Okay. I love Atlanta. Love it.
Do you love all of them?
All the shows? Yeah. I love them all. Atlanta, I've watched every single one. Every single one. I'm like a crazy person. It's so okay. Atlanta, I love, but the past few years, it sucked. Like, it's just not as good. They used to be incredible. They used to bring it. But now, I don't know. Like, they're trying too hard. That's what it feels like. When it used to be so, like, original. And, like, you know, they weren't like fishing for a storyline. They always just had one. So I don't know. Right. We'll see what happens. I like them. I like the girls on Atlanta, but I think they just need a little push I don't know. But yeah, New Jersey's really good. Miami's really good. Potomac is incredible.
That one's newer, right?
That one's newer. That has 7 seasons. And so does Summer House. Summer House is 7
seasons. Okay. So let me do Summer House and then let me do Miami.
Perfect.
And then we'll go from there.
And then go from there. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Cause that'll be good. Cause Miami's currently filming right now. So probably by the time you're done, the new season will air.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah. Amazing. We love that.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. And that's it. So
that's our time, guys.
That's our time. And first time as an official co-host.
Yay. And we will work on not talking over each other next time.
Yes.
I just can't keep my mouth shut. It's fine.
No, it's fine. It's bound to happen. We have a Virgo and an Aries. What can we truly do? I mean,
what can we do? It's a shock that we don't want to kill each other.
Right. Yes. And Virgo and Aries are the two signs that, like, they love to hold a convo and they love everyone to listen. So if you have both of us in a room together, we are shouting.
Shouting. Oh, it's shouting. Okay, wait. Before we go, we need to know one more thing. George, what is your rising sign?
Okay, so here's the thing. I think my rising is Gemini and my... What's the other one? Sun?
Moon. Your sun is Aries.
Oh, no. My moon is Gemini. My rising is Aquarius, I think. It's wild.
How are we friends?
But here's the thing.
Those are my three least favorite signs. Okay, well, we'll fix that later.
We'll fix it, but my mom lost my birth certificate, and I don't know if the time I was born is correct. So I now have to go and get a new birth certificate.
Okay, so action items for Gracie and George. This is the teacher and me. Action for Gracie, start watching Summer House. Action for George, get a new birth certificate. We'll come back next time and we're gonna talk about those things, okay? All right.
Perfect, I love it. All right. Thank you so much. Everyone have a great, safe, and healthy 4th of July weekend. It looks like it's going to rain here in Jersey, but I don't know. But everyone, be safe.
And eat a hot dog.
I'll eat a vegan hot dog. So All right. Gracie, all right. I love you. I'll talk
love
to you,
you
soon.
Love you. Bye.
And everyone, tune in next week. Bye.